Here's the translated text in English. Oil falls 2% on looming supply glut, hopes of Ukraine peace deal. Gold, silver hit fresh record highs amid geopolitical tensions, weak dollar. Oil prices set for weekly gains with geopolitical tensions in focus. China pledges to control steel output during 2026 to 2030 period. Spot silver extends rally to hit $75 per ounce for first time. Ukraine, U.S. negotiators discussed how to bring peace closer. Zelensky says White House orders military to focus on quarantine of Venezuela oil. Democratic governors call on Trump administration to lift freeze on offshore wind projects. Precious metals rally. UBS warns of profit-taking risk into holidays. U.S. airlines cancel over 1,000 flights due to winter storm. Devon Immersion stock falls after receiving third NASDAQ compliance notice. Large Brazilian union rejects Petrobras proposal to end strike. California DMV developing new safety rules after Waymo robotaxi incidents. U.S. stocks lower at close of trade, Dow Jones Industrial Average down 0.4%. Mexico stocks higher at close of trade. S&P BMV IPC up 0.04%. Colombia stocks higher at close of trade, Colcap up 0.01%. Russia stocks higher at close of trade, MOEX Russia Index up 1.5%. Stock market D500 closes slightly lower, but tech climb stifles downside. Factbox, from OpenAI to NVIDIA, firms channel billions into AI infrastructure as demand booms. China passes revised foreign trade law to bolster trade war capabilities. China bets on advanced technologies to revive tepid industrial sector. Japan factory output falls more than expected in NOV, retail sales rise. Tokyo CPI inflation eases in DEC but stays above BOJ target. U.S. mortgage rates fall for second consecutive week. U.S. initial jobless claims drop, beating forecasts and bolstering USD. China widens foreign investment incentive list to stem falling inflows. Zambia's inflation accelerates to 11.2% in December, despite stronger kwacha. U.S. crude oil inventories surge, exceeding expectations. California drops suit against Trump's high-speed rail funding revocation. China's industrial profits tumble at fastest pace in over a year. Argentina's Congress approves 2026 budget. First under Milei, Wall Street ends close to all-time highs in light post-holiday session. China hits U.S. defense firms with sanctions over arms sales to Taiwan. FBI headquarters to close as Patel announces move to Reagan Building. Uruguay to continue cutting rates in 2026, says CB Chair. Yen weaker in thin trading as traders stay alert to intervention risk. Factbox, how silver is traded, from stocks and shares to coins and bars. Russia's GDP growth slows to 0.1% in November. Bitcoin price today rises to 89K amid thin liquidity, ETF outflows. Bitcoin price today ticks lower to 87K amid ETF outflows, holiday lull. Thorchain launches native cross-chain swap interface in public beta. Bitcoin price today drops below 88K as rebound stalls ahead of key US data. Solstice and Core Prime execute first institutional stablecoin for stablecoin repo on a public blockchain. Stablecoin Insider releases 2025 report on stablecoins shift to financial infrastructure. Exclusive, beyond trading, where crypto's next real revenues may come from in 2026. Exclusive, why the $18 retirement industry now sees blockchain as key to survival. Strategy pauses Bitcoin buying. Builds cash reserves Cathie Wood's ARK, boosts CRISPR stock with significant buy. Immersion receives third NASDAQ notice for late financial filings. NetEase executive VPing Vingtor retire after 23-year tenure. Cycurion corrects dividend distribution ratio to 0.008. Super International holding stock hits 52-week low at $16.3. Laureate Education stock reaches all-time high at $34.3. Amneal Pharmaceuticals stock hits 52-week high at $12.99. Cytos Space prices, $16.2 million a stock, offering at $1.50 per share. Hagerty stock hits 52-week high, reaching $13.89.